The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Hugh Latimer, Bishop of Worcester, to Lord Cromwell, on the birth of the Prince of Wales, afterward Edward VI. From the National Manuscripts preserved by the British Government. Rit Honorable, Salutum in Christo Jesu, and Sir here is no less joined gendry Jocengin festartes for the birth of our Prince, whom we hungered for so long, then there was I trow, intervicinos at the birth of S.J. Baptist, as thys burr, Master Ernst, can tell you. God give us all grace, to yell do thanks to our Lord God, God of England, for verily he hath showed himself God of England, or rather an English God, if we consider and ponder well all his procedences with us from time to time. He hath overcome all our ownness with his excellent goodness, so that we are now more than compelled to serve him, seek his glory, promote his word, if the devil of all devils be not in us. We have now the stoop of vain truths and the stay of vain expectations. Let us all pray for his preservation. And I for my part while wish that his grace always have, and even now from the Begenich, governors, instructors and officers of writ judgment, ne optimum ingenium non optima education depravitor. But what a great fowl am I! So, what devotion showeth many times but little discretion. And thus the God of England be ever with you in all your procedences. The 19th of October. Yours, H. 50. Be of Worcester, now at Hartlebury. If you would exit thy barrier to be more archaean the abuse of emigrier more forward to promote the verite, it might do good. Not that it came of me, but of yourself, etc., addressed, to the Right Honorable Lord P.C. High Singular God Lord. To those good-mannered and agreeable children Susie and Clara Clemens this book is affectionately inscribed by their father. I will set down a tale as it was told to me by one who had it of his father, which latter had it of his father, this last having in like manner had it of his father and so on, back and still back, 300 years and more, the fathers transmitting it to the sons, and so preserving it. It may be history, it may be only a legend, a tradition. It may have happened, it may not have happened. But it could have happened. It may be that the wise and the learned believed it in the old days. It may be that only the unlearned and the simple loved it and credited it. Contents. I. The birth of the Prince and the Pauper. 2. Tom's early life. 3. Tom's meeting with the Prince. IV. The Prince's troubles begin. V. Tom as a patrician. VI. Tom receives instructions. VI. Tom's first royal dinner. V. The question of the seal. X. The river pageant. X. The Prince in the toils. XI. At Guildhall. XI. The Prince and his deliverer. Z. The disappearance of the Prince. XIV. Leroy est mort vive Leroy. Apostrophe XV. Tom as king. XVI. The state dinner. XVII. Fufu the first. XVIII. The Prince with the tramps. XIX. The Prince with the peasants. XX. The Prince and the hermit. XXI. Hendon to the rescue. XXII. A victim of treachery. XXIII. The Prince a prisoner. XXIV. The escape. XXV. Hendon Hall. XXVI. Disowned. XXVII. In prison. XXVIII. The sacrifice. XXIX. To London. XXX. Tom's progress. XXXI. The recognition procession. XXXII. Coronation day. XXXIII. Edward as king. Conclusion. Justice and retribution. Notes. The quality of mercy. ... is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives, and him that takes, his mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his crown. Merchant of Venice. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.